Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. What's up, champion? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on the planet. You know it. I know it. It's Every Day is Saturday. It's time for what? It's the funeral today. We're having a funeral. We're not going to spend much time, though. Funerals are depressing. Depressing. But it's the funeral of the New Year's resolution. That's right, friend. 95% of the New Year's resolutions are dead. Getting to the gym? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to do this? Nah, it's all over. Congratulations. You made it 2 weeks. 95% of Americans here made it 2 weeks. Congratulations. I hope you enjoyed those 2 weeks. Now, for the remaining 50 years, or 50, could be 50 years, 50 weeks of the year, just go back to who you were in 2016. All right, we don't spend much time on that depressing stuff. But we do every year want to acknowledge the death of the New Year's resolution. Hey, nobody has everything. That was the title of the email I sent to my list this morning. If you're not on my mailing list, what's up with that? Go to everydaysaturday.com, all right? Here's the email. I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to react. We're going to discuss it, okay? So grab your tea. I've got my water right here. We're going to read and then discuss, all right? Nobody has everything. Some people have money and a bad marriage. Some people are in great relationships and hate their job. Some people love their work, and they're 100 pounds overweight. And money... you can have it. Take it all. It means absolutely zero when it comes to happiness. Those who think being wealthy makes them happy have never been wealthy. But Sam, everybody on Facebook that has money is happy. No. Everyone on Facebook, they've taken that same selfie 60 times until the lighting was just right. Their smile was a little less crooked, and all the props were just right in the background. It's all a joke. Nobody has life figured out. You can name every guru on the planet. I dare you. Make an argument for how awesome their life is. I double dare you. And I'll blow it up in 5 seconds. Why is this message coming to you this morning to encourage you to move forward without fear of being judged? Embrace who you are, warts and all. I'm off to Target with my girls, all four of them. There'll be drama and fighting and all the nonsense that goes with the journey, but we'll also make a few fun memories along the way. You seriously think you could take a carload of females 4 hours and not have drama? Please. Life is not about perfection. It's about experiences. Go experience something new today. Peace, Sam. That's the email that I sent out to my list, and I wanted to create a podcast around this for you as well to encourage you. That last line, life is not about perfection. It's about experiences. Oh, isn't it true, though? You look on Facebook and so-and-so smiling. They're always having a good time, and they're telling you how great their life is. Their life sucks, okay? It's fake book for a reason, okay? Everybody's out there posting the happy. You think anybody's going to post a self? Well, I guess I shouldn't say that because there are people out there that put all their dirty laundry on Facebook. So I was going to say, do you think there's people out there that would really post a photo of how bad their life is? And I thought, you know, I think I've seen like five of those this morning. So maybe there is. But hey, here's the bottom line, man. Stop comparing yourself. What's up with that, man? That's such a losing game that there's not even, to give that even any energy, to give that any life is just nuts. Nobody has life figured out. I'll tell you what, I've shared a stage with some of the most famous speakers you'll ever imagine. And I don't have any, well, I guess I do have people in mind. I'm not going to name any names, but man, some of the most messed up people you've ever met in your life. I mean, there'll be one guy looking to take the stage and he's going to get up there and talk about the power and the key to happiness and a joyful life and he's screaming down his assistant backstage, "You didn't order these." acting like a complete fool. Then you'll have somebody else coming up on the stage, same thing. They're going to go out there and talk about their seven keys to being, you know, this and that and all, everything in a bag of chips. And they're you know, calling the credit card company asking why their dinner bill didn't go through last night because they're overdrawn on their checking account. I mean, it's all just, I don't know, what, a big facade? Look for authenticity in people. I used to look at wealthy people thinking, huh, they got it all figured out. Divorce, though. I mean, if that was the only litmus test that we ever, you know, gave anybody as far as success was concerned, then holy cow, what a shallow world that would be. Robin Williams hung himself. He was pretty wealthy. How many famous people do you know killed themselves? Because why? They were miserable. Howard Hughes was an inventor. Wasn't he an aviator as well? The guy ended up living as a recluse in a hotel in Vegas, growing his fingernails out longer than a football field and hair down to his ankles, completely gone crazy with all the money in the world. You see it with athletes every single day. You know, they can't buy enough automobiles. They can't get enough houses, you know, but they're all struggling to find what? Purpose, significance in their life. That's why, again, I mean, talking about the minimalist lifestyle, and I'm not turning into like some gypsy or anything like that, but I really do have just a few shirts, a couple pair of pants, shorts for the summertime. House is for sale. Took action around that. That's the momentum code at work. We've got our $400,000 house for sale, moving into a $179,000, 200-year-old home. Could not be more excited about that. The kids, a little lukewarm right now. Hey, Dad, has it got a basement? Nope. Has it got this? Nope. How many bathrooms? I think 1.5 for 5 females. Yep. You got it. You got it, kiddies. How you doing now? How do you like me now? But the whole purpose of that is to add quality to our life. And we haven't had any showings on our house. It's been on the market for a week now, I think 8 days. We had one showing. The feedback was amazing home, not in our price range, which begs the question, why would you come look? Because you already knew the price. But anyway, I'm not gripping. I'm not sitting here freaking out. Oh, my God, we only had one showing. It's the momentum code at work, man. It's going to happen. Massive action always yields massive results. Getting rid of all of our stuff. I went to the Goodwill just before coming on this podcast. Again, I've blazed a flipping trail to the Goodwill, giving away everything. And I just got back and I turned this mic on and I start recording for you. All about the fact that nobody has life figured out. You have more going for you than most people. Okay. First of all, you're plugged into a show like this, which is great. You probably woke up pretty damn grateful today. You might have had some issues. Maybe you let them dwell on you a little bit. But here you are again, getting a checkup from the neck up, making sure that moving forward, at least today, you're going to have joyfulness. Because, you know, we've talked about it 1,000 times, the difference between joyfulness and happiness. What is it, class? You can be happy. You can have a great meal right now and be happy. And then, like I talked about, hang yourself. You can have joyfulness. You're there forever. Forever. Find that joyfulness. Find out what it is and don't settle. Here's the thing. You really want to throw water on the fire. Find out what you're really passionate about. Find out what's going to give you incredible joy. And then argue yourself out of why you won't be able to do that. Just sit there and make a list of reasons why you can't do it. Most of which won't even make any sense. Like if you and I debated right now, if we had a debate and you're going to argue against yourself. You're going to argue for your limitations. I'm going to argue for you and against your limitations. You will lose every time. And forget me, just anybody out there. For example, you're going to be something like this if you're like most people who don't end up realizing what their purpose is. They're going to be like, well, I really like to do this, but someone else has already done it. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. This, that, and the other thing, and everyone's, and you got a jury of your peers are just going to look at you and laugh. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, not enablers, the people are like, oh, I know, I felt the same. Same with, no, that's stupid. I was like reading somebody, I don't know how sometimes my Facebook feed is full of so many victims, because I don't typically befriend victims, like real victims I care for deeply. You know, Children's Hospital, give everything to them. The NICU, UC Medical Center, here, here's all my time and money, whatever you need to help that out. That, those are real victims, people that need it. People on Facebook, I was watching somebody out there, and I don't know how I saw this, but the thread was something like this. Ugh, I don't even want to get out of bed this morning. Does anybody else have this feeling, not just daily, but like it goes on for days? Not just one day, but many days. And another person posts underneath there, oh yeah, I just upped my meds. That's the secret. God, really? Up my meds. The answer to her question was up your meds. Holy cow. How about up your time at the gym? How about up your time out in nature? How about up your time listening to podcasts such as this? How about up your time with the people who you love? Let that be the natural aphrodisiac. Why do you, are you serious? Why would that person put that down? Yeah, that's my solution. Just up my meds. No, that will send you down the rabbit hole. Nobody has everything. Our expectations are killing us every single day. We expect something based on what we see. My kids, it drives me up a wall. They see something on Instagram, and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess, well, so-and-so, Julie's got this, Mary's got it. I'm like, hey, yeah, we ain't Julie, and we ain't Mary. Let me tell you something. We're the Crowleys, and we expect nothing, okay? We expect nothing. We make our own magic. We create. We do not maintain. We do not look at the status quo and say we need to be them. We look at who we are and ask, how can we get better? How can we add more value? All of that, man. It's all of that. That's my message to you as well. You can have all the money. It ain't going to make you any happier than you are right now, I promise you. If you want experience for yourself, then go after money, and you'll see. It's going to be a wasted time. It's going to be the biggest waste of time. You want significance? Then go create some value around what you're absolutely passionate about. For me, it just happens to be speaking like this. I'm just happy I can speak. It's pretty damn cool. Get this message out to over 100 countries. Bring it on. I want to get the message to you, though, loud and clear. Don't compare yourself to other people. Get off Facebook and looking around at all the success everybody else has. And go make your own magic, man. It's a great day to be alive. I mean, come on, man. Embrace who you are. Accept who you are, but not where you are. It's okay. Remember, life is not about perfection. Life is about experiences. What are you going to experience today, preferably for the first time? What is it? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.